This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Supreme Court has voted 6-3 that the U.S. Constitution does not confer a right to abortion. However, the ruling will not have an immediate effect on Colorado law. That's because abortion access will now be decided at a state level. Colorado Democrats cemented access to abortion in state law during their last session. That means abortions will remain legal unless the law is overturned by future legislators. Supporters of legal abortion say they will ask voters to put the right to an abortion in the state constitution in 2 years. Abortion opponents are celebrating decades of work challenging the constitutionality of Roe v. Wade. Carl Melito is the president of Grand Junction Right to Life. He says he's elated by today's Supreme Court decision, but his work isn't over.
We're out to educate people and to let them realize that life in the womb is you and I at a stage in our development as well, and it needs to be protected.
Again, abortion remains legal in Colorado under a law Governor Polis signed in April, but some conservative groups in the state have begun collecting signatures to challenge the law with a ballot measure. The Colorado Avalanche are one win away from lifting the Stanley Cup. If the Avs win today's game, Denver police want fans to celebrate responsibly. Police Chief Paul Pazin is confident fans will show class.
We want to make sure that folks stay out of the penalty box, that they celebrate responsibly and lawfully, and really cheer on our Colorado Avalanche as they bring the cup back to Denver where it belongs.
Pazin says multiple emergency crews will be on hand after the game and that people should anticipate limited access to the downtown. Right now in Denver, it's 75 degrees and mostly cloudy. This is CPR News.